The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our third episode, Miracles and Messages, details early events from the ministry of Jesus Christ. This presentation is one of 12 dramas depicting the life of our Lord and Savior. And Jesus went about in all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. And there followed him great multitudes from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan.
Stand back! He is unclean!
He is leprous! Unclean!
Master, please, I pray thee. I have heard of the miracles and healings performed by thy hand. Thou seest me and the disease I carry. In obedience to the law, I have departed from my family, and I live among other lepers. I bear the emblems of death, and my clothes are rent. This is how I now live. But, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.
I will. Be thou clean.
I am whole. I am well.
See that thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
Praise God in heaven! With but a touch thou hast done this! Blessed art thou! I will go to the priest.
And Jesus entered into Capernaum and taught the gospel in a certain home. And it was noised abroad that he was in the house, and straightway many gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And there, inside the house, Jesus taught them.
And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
Master, the roof above thee. Come, stand away from the dust that falls.
There are people upon the roof.
Stand back. They are lowering him. Make room.
Sir, this man hath been stricken with the palsy. We know that thou hast the power to make him well. Please, lay thy hands on him that he may be healed.
It is well. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
How canst thou say this to him? Such words are blasphemous.
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
Ye who are scribes and Pharisees and sit in Moses' seat, hear me. What reason ye in your hearts? Does it require more power to forgive sins than to make the sick rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house.
I can stand. I can walk. I can speak. Master, please receive my thanks. Praise be to God for this great blessing upon me.
Clear a path for him. Let this man through.
We have seen a strange thing this day.
The other Pharisees will hear of this, and the Herodians as well.
We have seen thee eat and drink with publicans and sinners. What sayest thou to that?
This I say to ye, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Thank you. And it came to pass that Jesus went again to Jerusalem to attend the Passover. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which was called Bethesda. And near this pool lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and withered. There Jesus visited.
Come quickly. He has been by the pool of Bethesda. He has healed a man who has waited there by the edge of the water these many years.
But today is the Sabbath. It is unlawful to heal on the Sabbath day.
Precisely. Yet he scoffs. Wait, see there. That is the man that was healed by the waters. See how he carries his bedding with him?
Again, such is unlawful on the Sabbath.
You there! Stop!
What? What's that? Please, I am a poor man and I mean no harm.
On the Sabbath we see thee carrying thy bedding. Knowest thou not that this is unlawful?
I know that, sir, and yet I am simply carrying it to my house, for I could not leave it there by the pool. And he that made me whole the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk.
What man said this unto thee?
I know not his name, yet he stands there by the... he's gone. He was there on the far side of the pool, but he and his followers are now gone.
Go thy way, and do not be deceived by one who breaks the Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
Let us go to the temple. Perhaps we will find the man and his followers there. Such is a proper place to confront one who breaks the law of Moses, for such should be stoned.
Sits by the porch, surrounded by the people.
I see him.
This is the man that heals on the Sabbath?
Yes. And he commands others to break the Sabbath as well.
Thou art speaking of the one who was compelled to carry his bed from the pool of Bethesda, the one with whom we spoke.
Yes.
Let us approach this doer of miracles. If thou sayest truth, and others testify the same, he shall be stoned.
Else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved.
Sir, we have heard that thou pervertest the law of Moses by doing that which is unlawful on the Sabbath day. This man with me saw that thou didst heal a lame man on the Sabbath day.
My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.
What arrogance is this thou sayest? That God is thy Father?
Wilt thou blaspheme as well as break the Sabbath?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel.
Marvel at what? That ye are a breaker of God's commandments? Are these the works of which thou speakest?
He speaks blasphemy. He preaches against Moses and Abraham.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him also authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
What? Wilt thou be our judge? He saith not only that he is the Son of God, but that he is equaled with God. And now that he hath authority to be our judge.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, They that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation.
Do not assume to teach me of the resurrection, but I will teach thee, thou hypocrite.
Let him be, for he teacheth as one who has authority, and not as ye who are scribes.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Do not think that I will accuse you to my Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
Come. He's in the synagogue. Twice he has healed on the Sabbath day.
Yet we have no case against him. He cannot be condemned unless witnesses stand forth and testify against him.
We will ask him what he claims to be lawful on the Sabbath. Then perhaps we will have wherewith to accuse
him.
The
same words that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me.
I will ask of thee a question. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?
What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. You, sir, stand forth.
Yes, sir.
This man's hand is broken. Some say that it was crushed in his work with stones.
Let us watch him.
Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil? To save life, or to kill?
What wouldst thou have me do?
Stretch forth thine hand.
My hand! I can move it. It is whole as the other. Look, all, my hand is restored. Look!
Look at this hand.
This man, Jesus, must be destroyed, for he undermines the foundations of Moses. Herod's people must know of this.
And it came to pass that Jesus went out into a mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and when he was set down, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them.
Blessed are they who shall believe on me, and again more blessed are they who shall believe on your words, when ye shall testify that ye have seen me, and that I am. Yea, blessed are they who shall believe on your words, and come down into the depth of humility, and be baptized in my name. For they shall be visited with fire and the Holy Ghost, and shall receive a remission of their sins. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
And when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him men sent from a centurion of the Roman garrison in the city.
Lord, 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 please hear me. There is a centurion, a friend to all, who lives nearby. His servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. The servant is dear unto him, and the centurion fears he is close to death.
Master, the centurion, though a Gentile, is worthy of that which he seeks. For he loveth our nation and hath built our people a synagogue.
I will come and heal the servant.
And Jesus went with them. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to Jesus.
Master, the centurion sends unto thee this message. He saith to thee, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And I say to my servant, do this, and he doeth it.
Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Go thy way, and as this man hath believed, so be it done unto him.
Where is the centurion?
He is in his quarters.
May I please send word to him?
Guard, stand away. I know this man, and he has been on my errand.
Sir, we delivered the message to the one called Jesus, the prophet in whom you trusted. He sends this message to thee, that he has found not such great faith in all of Israel, and according as thou hast believed, it shall be done unto thee.
My friend, so it has come to pass. For shortly before I heard thy steps and thy voice, my servant sat upon his bed. He is well. For he was once close to death, he is now whole and healed, and he awaits my commands.
And it came to pass the day after that Jesus went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people.
Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city were with her.
The city of Nain has not changed since my last visit here. It has been years since coming here.
There is little for a fisherman to do in Nain, a day's journey from the sea.
Perhaps Jesus has passed this way in previous years. It may be that his carpenter's trade brought him here, for Nazareth is but a half day's walk to the north.
Look there, at the gate of the city. Do they carry away one who is dead?
Ah, it appears so. Perhaps to the place of burial outside the city wall.
I see a woman walking next to the body.
Sir?
Yes?
Dost thou know this woman we see, the one with the burial procession?
It is a woman who is a widow, and now her son has died. He was her only son. He was a good young man who loved his mother dearly.
I thank thee, sir. Good day.
Master, didst thou hear the words of that man?
Yes, John. Let us approach the woman. Woman, weep not. Be of good comfort.
He was my only son, sir, and I know not what I shall do.
Touch him not, sir. He is prepared for burial.
Young man, I say to thee, arise.
Sir, what? He moves? How can this be? Set down the frame.
Mother.
It speaks. My son. Canst thou look upon me? Dost thou see me?
Yes. Mother, I do.
Oh, what is this that God hath done for us? Oh, my son.
Help me, mother, to stand.
Sir, this boy was dead. I know that he was, for I saw him myself. And now he lives. What have we witnessed today? Surely a great prophet is among us, for such as this has never before been seen. Indeed, today God hath visited his people.
Sir, there are no words to thank me. Who art thou who hath done such a miracle among us?
He is Jesus, one who comes from Nazareth. Come and hear his words.
Take the torch. It will be needed. I will return shortly. That thou doest, do in haste.
John. Dost thou hear me?
Yes. I am here.
How art thou, my friend?
It is a pitiable manner in which to live, but I am well as can be expected.
I am sorry. Is there news from Herod? Will he release thee?
I do not know of their intentions, but I fear Herodias still despises me, for I have spoken against her adultery. I have insulted her. But even now I hear there's more to fear from others of the family. The woman Herodias intensifies their hatred towards me. I fear it will not end well.
How does this news come to thee?
I hear a conversation among guards. Rumors are mentioned in notes that are delivered me. Oh, but that is dreary news. Let me speak of something of greater import. This is why I have sent for thee. My cousin, Jesus. I hear of him, but it is vague news. I've heard that one was raised from the dead in Nain, son of a widow. Is it true?
I have heard the same, but I was not there. I hear of other miracles as well, and the reports seem to be true, for they come from diverse places and sources.
My friend, I know that thou art a lover of the truth. Wilt thou go to him? please, for me. Find him, and for thy sake and mine, wilt thou ask him if he be the one, the Messiah, for whom we wait? Or do we look for another? Be with him. Watch him. Listen to his words.
It is time. Come now. Bring the torch.
Please, one moment. And when he has given thee an answer, bring me word.
I will see to it. Know that there are many who ask of thee, and wish me to commend their love to thee. We pray to God for thy well-being, John. Be at peace.
I will. And when thou hast an answer, please, come to me quickly.
Now, or we whip the prisoner.
I am coming. Farewell, John.
Jesus, here are two who have come from John the Baptist. They have been amongst us for the past hour and have seen the works of thy hands. They bring word from Machaerus, the prison where John is held.
Master, I pray thee, I have been with John, and we have come far. We humbly beseech of thee a word, an answer to a question.
What is thy question?
He asks if thou art the one, he that should come. Or do we look for another?
Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Master, we are grateful to thee. We will go and deliver him thy words.
I will speak of John, he whom ye call the Baptist. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
This concludes the third episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled, Peace, Be Still.